It's time to go on the crop tour. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Last week, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service said Indiana corn and soybeans were 10% planted. This week, corn in Indiana is 26% planted and 6% emerged, while Hoosier soybeans are 25% planted and 2% emerged. It's time to go around the state with Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday and check in with our farmers. Let's begin in Gaston in East Central Indiana and Jenna Scott.
Here in Delaware County, not much has been planted. We've been too wet to get into the fields to do even any field work, let alone planting. Hopefully by the end of this week, we'll be able to do something. Our weather forecast looks a lot better after Wednesday. I spoke with a farmer in Galveston, Indiana, who was finished planting his crops, so they missed a lot of the rains we got. Down south in Vincennes, they are also wet as well, not taking too many plants down there here lately, but their weather looks more fair towards the end of the week as well, so hopefully that will pick up.
Let's head west now and check in with Ryan Rippey in West Central Indiana. He farms in Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain counties.
Just kind of working on getting things organized and ready for the next stretch. We're pretty wet and got wet down pretty early last week, so wasn't able after Monday to get much done field work-wise. Been working on getting fertilizers filled back up and seed and those sort of things. We're currently working on getting our planter cleaned out to switch over to our non-GMO waxy acres and just trying to get things ready for later in the week when it gets dried out.
Thanks, Ryan. Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday continues after this.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday is on the move to southern Indiana's Dubois County. Let's head to Ferdinand with J.R. Raisner.
This past week, we had a couple of days where we were able to get some corn and soybeans planted. The rain set in again late last week and has continued over the weekend. We've received a fair amount of rain, and it looks like it'll definitely keep us out for the better part of this week. After that, the weather looks like it will clear up, and I think we'll be able to make some progress towards the end of the week here. Definitely getting late in our area. Have some concern over the dates, and hopefully we'll be able to get planting completed here soon.
And we wrap up the tour today in Northwest Indiana's LaPorte County. That's where we find Denise Scarborough, who told us last week that it's been pretty smooth sailing up there after avoiding a lot of the rainfall the rest of the state has seen.
We finally received some rain last week, midweek, but we were back in the fields Friday and Saturday continuing to plant corn. Had some more rain on Sunday, which is probably going to put us out of the field for a couple of days, but we're actually moving pretty well along. We grow quite a bit of specialty crops up here in Northwest Indiana. I know red gold tomatoes are going to be started planting this week and should be starting to plant seed corn within the next week or so. Hope you all stay safe and have a great week.
Thank you, Denise. We certainly hope that as well. By the way, the planting progress here in Indiana, it is now ahead of the five-year average pace, and ahead of last year's pace by a considerable amount. Winter wheat progress, though, it's behind that pace. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.